With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Out of the way we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3,310. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. And you are in the Men's Room. On tap today, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. We will play Profile This, plus headlines of Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Quack, quack. Getting drunk.
All right, here we go. State of Rhode Island is the happiest place on earth now after sending tax return checks signed by the one and only Mickey Mouse. Meanwhile, a Florida man says he did not know it was illegal to masturbate at other places than his house. We stay in Florida where a man with backpack of drugs thinks the best place to hide is the fire station. A man jumps into aquarium at the zoo to swim with rare fish, my guess Caucasian, and bitches it's a positive Friday. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, a man in China ate a big bowl of dumplings. A little later, he heard a, quote, bang coming from inside of his body. Let's face it, that's never a good sign, and this was no exception. The bang that he heard was his bowel exploding. In Scotland, a woman went to the hospital for abdominal pains and urinary incontinence. Well, doctors figured out what the problem was. It was the 5-inch sex toy that had been in her vagina.
Ooh.
For the last 10 years.
Ooh.
Somehow she forgot it was there and it ended up causing some interior damage. And speaking of damage down below, an amateur soccer player, he plays in an amateur league in France, and he needed 10 stitches to his penis after he was bitten by a rival player. I could go on and on and on. There's a story of a man whose penis fell off due to a blood infection and a woman whose vagina fell out because her pelvic muscles failed. Now, maybe you sense a theme for today. We're talking about your privates and those memorable misfortunes that have happened to them. Now, sometimes it's because of something medical. Sometimes it's an accident. But one thing we can all agree on is that it always sucks. And today we want you to share your unfortunate story. Today's question is simply this. What happened to you down below?
Be part of the big show. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Text 77999. And send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, no, Malcolm. The conversation is just getting started. Oh, but Charles, away we go. Welcome to Season 15, Episode 3003 in our 10-minute Large and Charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as we have made it to a positive Friday. Positive Friday. The exciting return of Ted versus the FCC coming up. And I know what you're thinking as I've read some of your comments, texts, and emails. Bring back Bad Choice Friday. I did get a chance to talk with Ryan Castle last week, and I mentioned it, that maybe, just maybe, we should do Bad Choice Friday again. And he basically said, I don't think that's a good idea, but maybe it's not the worst idea in the world. So we're making a little bit of progress. That's a good thing. He was not here today, so we had no idea whether we could do it or not.
Well, this would be the perfect day to do it then.
But believe it or not, I think we're making some headway on this. We might be able to bring back Bad Choice Friday at some point in time. But a big show, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. And ironically enough, Steve, with the question that we're going to ask today, and I found an FCC from a listener that I thought we would go with, and then we came up with today's question after the fact. Now, in a way, the word that Ted could slip up on today, if said in a clinical way,
right,
would be perfectly acceptable on the air.
No, it would not.
You could not say the actual...
If you add orus.
Right.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah, but that's
if
not...
You say it, if you say it clinically...
The full thing, sure.
You could not... It would be acceptable. You don't want to pander on it. You can say it, but you don't want to keep saying it over and over and over again, but it's a clinical term. But if you give the abbreviated version, I would think that would be a dump-worthy thing. So
you just need Taurus. Think of the car.
Right. Remember that one, the old Ford?
The Ford Taurus, yeah.
So Ted versus the FCC coming up, and we couldn't help ourselves today on this question because there were just so many crazy stories. Let's start with this one. And this is a doozy because there was a dad out there whose penis fell off due to a blood infection.
That's just...
I mean, you have a blood infection. That's one thing. Maybe you lose a finger. I know if you're diabetic, you know, a digit or two will probably be gone before you're 70 if you make it that long, if you're type 1. But not your penis.
If you make it that long. Good God, man.
Damn, type 1.
You're going to lose two fingers if you live long enough.
Oh, my family's riddled with diabetes. You lose your fingers, you lose your toes, and you lose your sight, and you're blind.
Diabetes.
I've heard of people losing toes and stuff.
Yeah.
People losing digits?
It's a blood thing.
Well, it's a digit.
But this is a blood infection.
I did not know that if you were diabetic that you, higher risk, I guess, of losing digits?
Especially as the time goes on.
Well, damn.
Without question. Yeah, it happened to my grandfather. He would...
What did he lose?
Toes, fingers.
How many?
He went blind. I don't know by the time it was all said and done. I hadn't talked to him about 5 years
before. He wasn't wearing flip-flops, though.
No. No open-toed shoes for him anymore. No, he was a Johnson & Murphy guy, I think. Well, the guy's penis just fell off. And that's the worst thing that can happen when you have a blood infection that I've ever heard. But he is the first man to have a new one built. Malcolm McDonald underwent this 50,000-pound procedure that was actually funded by the state to have the appendage attached to a part of his body after a long-term perineum infection caused his penis to turn black and fall off back in 2014.
I'm halfway there.
He said how he became a recluse and turned to alcohol after losing his manhood.
Understood, bro.
Yeah, but has found hope after pioneering surgery meant he can have his, quote, Jimmy back, as he called it.
Damn.
In the hope that one day that it could be moved back between his legs.
Well, would you want a penis on your body if it's not between your legs? Like, that's the whole thing right there. Like, it'd be one thing if they said, well, we can grow you a new penis. Cool. But can't be between your legs. Mm-hmm. Then I don't want it.
Yeah. The 45-year-old mechanic from Norfolk told the paper he threw his penis in the bin after it fell off, with medics telling him they could only roll up the remaining stump. For the next 2 years, he said he became a recluse, turned to alcohol, felt like a shadow of a man. A professor then at and a doctor, an expert in this type of thing, and phallus reconstruction, believe it or not, thank God he's there, revealed that he could, in fact, have a new penis. It would be grafted to his body, where it would stay for 2 years before it could eventually be moved to his groin. The father of two said he was blown away. The medics were able to build him a new penis and attach it to his body and requested that medics add 2 inches to his original size.
He did actually make
it. He actually requested medics add 2 inches to his original size.
Why? Now, if you're going to get one custom built, I mean...
Surgeons also created a urethra within the skin while two tubes are installed, which would inflate with a hand pump. The shaft was detached from his body. Describing his pride at seeing the makeshift appendage for the first time, Malcolm said he felt like any other man and started calling it Jimmy as it was his new friend. 4 years go by. Mr. McDonald is still living with this penis attached to his body. It's been spotted by some, but he chooses to see the funny side. He said, I get it. It's not every day you see with a man with a penis on his body. Of course, I see the funny side. The penis, by the way, was supposed to be moved in 2018. But he was unwell, and the operation was postponed.
I don't care how sick I am, Doc. Just do the operation.
Just know this. Scheduling mix-up and staff shortages have caused further delays, with the most recent surgery booked back in April. COVID-19 put a halt to those plans.
Sure.
He was supposed to go in there and get it removed. He now hopes he can get properly grafted between his legs by the end of the year. By the time this is all said and done, this man will have had this penis on his body for 4.5 years. Ted, do you know where this man's penis is located on his body, where they put it to regrow it? Where do they put it?
All right. Can't put it on his cheek. That'd be obvious.
This is a future Jeopardy question.
Yeah, not on his chin.
But I would think it would go somewhere underneath his right or left.
No.
Well, he can't sit on it.
Higher.
Oh, like a love handle?
Higher.
Chest?
Move laterally.
Yeah.
He's got a penis on his shoulder.
He's got a penis on the inside of his left forearm right by his wrist where your watch would be. So his penis is growing right here. He's had a penis growing on the inside of his wrist for 4.5 years.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
And
I guess you become a long sleeve shirt guy.
I guess it's as good as
in London. I mean, I don't even think you could button up a collar around that thing. Can you, maybe you get the kind with a little middle button and you just poke it out of that. You know,
you got a nice you got to wear a lot of baggy hoodies.
Well, he said it's been spotted a few times, but
it's a penis on his arm.
It's a penis on his arm.
People are going to stare.
It's been there for 4.5 years. I just can't even imagine cutting steak with that thing dangling like that. You know, because you know it'd be shaking and swinging. Anything. You couldn't jump rope. I mean, there's all kinds of things you couldn't do with a penis dangling from your inside of your wrist, I don't think.
Everybody's English. You could still, you know, play soccer.
Yeah, you don't really. I mean, that's a good point.
Unless he's a keeper.
No, yeah, if you're a keeper, man, that just you're going down in pain every time.
You definitely don't want to have your elbows on the table when you eat.
Dude, seriously.
It's like a drop into your drink or your food. You know what I mean? Like, I guess it teaches you to, I don't know. That's amazing.
It's amazing. It's medically significant, but it sucks.
Right. And it sounds to me like that once they reattach that down there, it's still not going to be functional, but it will be mechanically functional through the pump that they're going to use where you could inflate it and then he could have
it. It's not even going to be functional?
Well, they don't know yet. They don't know the extent of the functionality. Maybe he would be able to urinate with it. Maybe he would be able to have some normal function. But at the same point in time, he did not lose his berries. Do you understand that? He only lost the twig.
That had to be a weird look, man.
But the connection between the berries and the twig is gone.
Well, the twig is gone completely. So they're going to try to
Right, but I'm saying the fake twig won't allow the fondness from the berries?
They don't know yet. They're going to try to attach the vas deferens. They're going to try to get him to at least use the bathroom with his urethra and everything else.
I mean, look, I get it. I'm not trying to be petty, but if you reconstructed this new biological penis for him and it said, look, I don't know if you can have full function, but you'll have the ability to urinate. I just point out, like, of the two things I wanted to do with this, that's second on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can find a way to pee, but there's more to, like, basically you turn 13, discover your magic purpose. Like, ever since that moment, that's the only reason I really want
it. Well, no wonder he went to drinking and became a recluse.
You don't have to explain that.
Yeah, exactly.
What amazes me about the story is, I know he has a blood infection. You said his junk just fell off.
It turned black. Think about it.
But he threw it in the trash.
Think about that thing that falls off your kid's belly button when you're first born. It turned black and then fell off.
But the difference is, I'm keeping my penis. Right.
Well,
I understand that, but I'm not just throwing it in the trash.
I can't imagine that point in time where I watched my penis fall off.
No,
that would be something.
At that point, I think I would have given up.
I might sign up for TikTok.
But wouldn't you like take it with you at least to the hospital? Not to say, well, where's the other one?
I mean, what are they going to do?
First of all, I don't know. I would have been at the hospital long before it fell off.
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
First role of being a man. You know what I mean? Right. If something's wrong down there, you go right away.
He got to the point where it fell off. Like, he had given up.
He had given up.
You know what I mean? Imagine discoloration in your penis.
If I saw it right now, the show would end. I mean, like, I'm like, hey, guys, I'm going to the doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What happened to you down below? 206-421-ROCK. But as you said, if yours turned black, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. Yeah, why?
Yeah, but it turned white?
Ooh, that'd be something.
That would send me the doctor right away because that means to get smaller.
Yeah, I'm getting tiny. Like, dark, reverse.
You become a grower. Right?
Yeah,
a shower.
All of a sudden he's like, yeah, I'm a grower and it's about the motion in the ocean.
all the things you hear. I'm good at other things.
Right. Yeah. I use those comments all the time.
Hello, Courtney. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Courtney, Positive Friday. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I have to say, though, I bet that guy hasn't been able to carve the Thanksgiving turkey in a couple of years either.
I wouldn't want him to.
No.
Like, Dad, no. Now, think about it. You bring, I'm going to bring my girlfriend home for the first time to meet the parents.
Thanksgiving turkey.
It's like, listen, I got to tell you something about my dad. Is he racist? No, it's nothing like that. There's a penis on his wrist.
Yeah.
It's not a tattoo. It's an actual penis. Try not to stare.
When you get a hug, you'll feel something smacking you. So what happened to you down below?
Okay, so my ex and I both had the day off one day, and we were just kind of putting around the house, having lunch, and he had my leftover Blazin' wings from Buffalo Wild Wings. And later on, you know, time goes on, and we decide to have relations.
Relations.
He didn't wash his hands.
He didn't. So I'm like cleaning up afterward, and this burning starts happening. I'm like, wow, he really put in work. Like, good job. And then the burning is just intensifying. And I'm like getting frantic. And he goes, what's wrong? And I was like, it hurts so bad. And this like look just washes over his face. And I was like, are you kidding me right now? He goes, I'm so sorry. I didn't even think to wash my hands. Like, blah, blah, blah.
You know, the only way you can cure that, honest to God, especially with wing sauce, is you got to slather that bad boy in ranch.
Or like a gallon of milk.
Yeah, it's like a cooling
agent. You dump milk on the hoochie-coo there?
My Lenta.
You think that's why Madonna was in that big bathtub of milk?
Probably. Tweeting out stuff about Black Lives Matter.
So what did you do? I mean, did you dump milk on it? Did you sit in a bucket of ranch? Or did you just wait for it to go away?
I think I waited it out. It's been a while.
Yeah. Jump in the shower.
I'm pretty sure I just waited it
out. No, do not jump in the shower.
You don't think so?
No.
Why, just spread it?
No, man. It's an oil thing. You know what I mean? So it's like you kind of spread it a little.
Ah, yeah.
Remember, I burned my junk cutting peppers at a catering event. Same kind of thing. Didn't think about it. Went to the bathroom, held my jug, and same thing, like the slow burn at first. And then it kind of occurred to me what the problem was, but we still have to prep up for this dinner that's coming. So I'm running around the kitchen. I explain to everyone what my situation was. And, of course, it's met with laughter. But in the end, I poured a glass of milk, brought my junk in, and stood in the walk-in. I'm like, just don't come to the walk-in for like 30 seconds.
Here's a good one that happened to me that I've never told, but I'll finally...
Then I chugged that milk.
I finally admit it because it was dumb, and I didn't want to just kind of say what had happened. But there's actually still a little bit of a char on the inside of my toilet bowl from this instance, okay? So what happened was...
Char? No.
There's a black thing that I can't get out of the inside of my toilet bowl.
Like, no, I know, but char is a nice term I like for food that gets a char on it.
No, this is not what happened. This is a burn mark, all right, on the inside of my toilet. So I get up in the morning, go use the bathroom, whatever, and the first thing I do when I get up in the morning is I blow my nose.
All right.
You know what I mean? And then I take that toilet paper and I throw it down between my legs into the toilet. The next thing I did at this point in time was, you know, I might have lit a bowl up, you know what I mean? Because I'm trying to get things going downstairs, right? So I'm smoking the bowl, I'm smoking the bowl. I'd smoked enough of it, but there's still like a cherry left in that bowl. So what do? I bang my bowl between my legs, right? And this cherry, in my mind, is going to go down into the water. Game over, right?
Sure.
So I put my pipe on the sink. I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden I feel this flash of heat. Well, the toilet paper did not go all the way down into the water. It had beached, okay?
Right.
So it was beach up. I dropped the cinder into the beach toilet paper, which I believe must have just kind of smoldered for a little bit, but then engulfed itself after about, it was like 30 seconds later.
Right.
I had forgotten, you know what I mean?
Right,
you
even dumped it out.
And then I looked down, and there's a flame shooting up over my boys. At this point in time, I smell the smell of burning hair, and I realized that my entire kit and caboodle had got like a flash bomb.
Yeah.
And I mean, it didn't burn real bad, but I mean, it shocked me like it shot right up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I had burned my kit and caboodle. I hadn't burned it. I caught it on fire. You know what I mean?
My buddy Leon did roughly the same thing. This is back in the day. You still smoked in your place, and we were roommates at the time. He walks out of the bathroom, and he looks pissed. And I'm like, what? And he's like, man, went to flick my cigarette out, but it ricocheted off the edge of the bowl and landed in his pubes, man. So he burned out the way. So he shows me his pubes, and it was like looking at the top of George Jefferson's head, right?
Oh, there's a middle,
right?
There's a blank spot.
Just right in the middle. It's just gone. He was mad for like a week.
It's a new look.
Yeah.
What happened to you down below? 206-421-ROCK.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The men's room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Now here is a great cause. BJ and Migs have teamed up with Mary's Place for Kicks for Kids to make sure that kids get a brand new pair of shoes. Kids in need in the Pacific Northwest. Money raised from Kicks for Kids goes directly to Mary's Place. And from there, they are going to ask the kids, hey, guys, what kind of shoes do you want? So the kids actually get to pick their own shoes. And let's face it, the economic times are a little tough right now. As you know, Mary's Place and BJ and Migs, they do coats for kids every winter to put a brand new coat on a kid in need. This summer, it is Kicks for Kids. Donate any amount you can. We'd appreciate it at KISW.com. All right, to our question, great segue. What happened to you down below? 206-421 Rock.
Oh, here's a nice one. It says, I had a testicular cyst a little larger than a golf ball. I was about to head to the doctor, but it exploded the night before.
Ooh.
A pencil-sized hole of pee and blood sprayed all over the bathroom. The most relief I've ever felt.
Wow.
Look, man, I have not had it there, but I got that weird thing in my ass.
It's down below.
It's down below, and it's the same thing. It is whatever it is. And this thing, it's so painful. It hurts so bad. And we're doing the show, And it's not that it, like, popped, but I guess just my own body weight sitting on top of it kind of broke open. And we're doing a show, and Miles, I think you were in the middle of a conversation. I realized this thing broke open, and it's oozing down my ass. But I'm not going to bring it up now. As Miles is, and I'm just sitting here, man. So we go to commercial break. I go into the bathroom to make sure that's what happened. And that is what happened. And I was glad it was gone. The relief went away, but my underwear is just soaked with blood and pus.
You're probably at that point in your life now where you just need to pack an extra pair of underwear with you no matter where you go. Man, I've got, to believe it or not, in that backpack back there.
You do. I know.
I have a pair of shorts, gym shorts, in the event, because I don't know how bad whatever's going to be is going to be, so I'm figuring the shorts probably going to be cash, too. So I've just got a new pair of shorts with mesh netting underneath it, just in case.
It's not a bad idea, man.
Just in case.
I mean, I keep an extra thing of deodorant in my bag.
Right, just in case you get stinky, right?
Yeah, but I feel like keeping extra underwear seems a little extreme.
Look, man,
something's going to go wrong in your undercarriage one day, and you're going to think, you know what?
Yeah,
maybe this underwear idea isn't such a bad idea, because you can't do anything about it, right?
I mean, look, if I fly somewhere, I keep extra shorts and underwear.
I
think if you're smart, you got an extra pair of underwear in your glove compartment. You know what I mean? Just in case.
Well, I'm still working with my original stuff back here, Miles. So.
Original plumbing.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's
my God-given one.
You got a better unit than I got.
So far, he's got a 4-year warranty at least.
I know. Must have been a train. What happened to you down below? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Jordan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
A quick question about the guy in Britain, though. So if he shakes somebody's hand or like slaps him on the back, is that...
It's on the underneath side of his left forearm. So chances are no, and with COVID, he's not shaking anybody's hands now, which he's probably pretty happy about.
But if he waved to you, you would definitely notice.
With his left hand, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want him being your sign language guy, you know what I mean, at a government meeting or anything.
That was his job. Exactly. He did sign language and press conferences.
So I was in, when I was in junior high, 7th, 8th grade, I was running track, and we practiced on the same field as the high school kids, too, and I ran the 400-meter relay, but I saw the high school kids, they were doing the hurdles, right, and where the meters were set up, they had wooden stakes with, you know, little orange flags on them. And I was like, oh, man, that's cool. The high school kids, they do all the hurdling stuff. And I was like, I bet you I could hurdle one of those stakes. And I definitely caught my boys on one of the stakes and kind of had the trash bag against the chain link fence effect. yeah, did not feel good.
I would bet. Did you have to seek any medical attention?
So, yeah, they pulled me aside, and I kind of had to, you know, tell the coach and everything. I was like, hey, this is what happened. I'm in a lot of pain. It didn't do anything severe enough to where I had to, like, have stitches or anything, but there's some blood happening and a lot of embarrassment, and definitely didn't try that again.
I would have to guess that any 500 or whatever meter hurdler,
400, yeah.
400 has probably smacked those boys numerous times. I mean, you might be good on 4 or 5 gates.
But, oh, wait, but it makes sense, though, to, like, wear a jock. If I know I'm going to do hurdles. But
track guys do not.
I'm doing hurdles, and it's hot. So my things are hanging lower than they would normally, right? Mm-hmm. And I got to jump over something.
Have you ever watched? They wear a jock?
No, they do not. Have you ever watched Olympics? It looks like someone spinning a helicopter in their pants.
Yeah. I don't know. You could wear hurdles, one without wearing a cup.
Yeah, I'm just saying, for hurdles, man, I'm trying to. I saw my dog take it. Oh, God, man, it was the summer. It was my old dog. Male dog, oddly enough, he only had one testicle, and of course, that's the one he smashed on a fence, but I was throwing a stick for him, and the stick bounced over like this, like, wrought iron fence, and the fence is maybe 3 feet high. It's not anything you can't get over, and he jumps over the fence, he grabs the stick, he goes to jump back over to me so I can throw it again, and he clears the fence, but just one little testicle just like a human dude, when he hit the ground, he didn't land on his four legs, he landed kind of like, just spread eagle, right. All four legs out. This was the most docile dog ever. And I realized what happened. And you heard it hit this iron fence because it was like, dung, right? Dog lands all the way down. When I started walking toward the dog to see if he's all right, because I knew what had happened. I saw it. I heard it. He growled at me.
For the first time ever, probably.
For the first time. And I was like, brother, I understand.
What, did he come?
I completely understand.
Leave me alone.
That's what it was. Like, don't touch me. That's basically what
he said. Did you adopt a one-balled dog? Is that what you did?
The story was, I get a call from this old lady that lived in my neighborhood. She liked me, all right. And she said she used to work at the convention center in Baltimore. They were doing whatever they were doing there. It was raining outside, and a puppy, as she said, came wandering into the convention center. Didn't have a collar. She took the puppy home. She had the puppy for about 3 days. Anyway, she's older, I'm younger. She's like, hey, if you want the dog, I'll give it to you. I'm like, sure. So I go over to her house to meet this puppy, as she says. It's a full-grown Belgian Shepherd. So this dog walks into, and I don't know if it's nice or not, but this dog walks into the living room where I'm sitting. And I'm like, holy ass. I mean, this was a giant dog. And he put his head on my lap, and basically his snout was on one side of my leg, and the back of his head was on the other. Like, his head was the size of my lap. But the most docile dog ever. Until he hit his one nut. And then that's the one and only time he growled at me.
This thing looks exactly like a German Shepherd.
That's what I mean. But
that is
not
a big, big dog.
Again, she kept saying puppy, so in my mind, it's going to be this little thing. I got to the house, I was like, Jesus Christ, that is a massive dog.
Well, speaking of track there from the last caller, Brigham Young University pole vaulter Zach McCorder has gone viral on TikTok, but at a painful price. McCorder is a 21-year-old student and was practicing his pole vaulting skills when he suffered an excruciating injury. The video shows his pole essentially impaling his scrotum, what began normally as a normal vault. Apparently, the pole had fallen the wrong way. According to Fox Sports, the athlete's dad rushed him to the hospital where he received 18 stitches to the scrotum.
Ooh.
Luckily, he says he only has a scar from the incident, and from what he understands, he is fully functional. He can still...
Did you see the video?
Oh, yeah. It's got over 18 million views, 3.6 million likes. I don't know who would like that.
It is awful.
And 38,000 comments on TikTok. Our question, what happened to you down below? 206-421-RIDE.
And that makes sense. Those poles just always fall backwards.
Right. This one, it fell forward directly where he was going. It is horrible. By the way, someone chimes in and say, track athletes wear either spandex-type underwear or shorts built within the underwear, kind of like swim trunks.
Yeah, that's what I basically got in my bag back there.
Right, that's what I was like, they got to be wearing something.
Something, man.
There's that mesh netting in there.
Right. Jump over hurdles.
Yeah, it's kind of like a little banana hammock.
Hello, Don. Welcome to the men's room.
Damn, Captain Scooch, younger toots, and older whiskey, boys.
Hola!
Damn, you make me laugh, and then you make me cry. These are terrible stories.
Well, it's positive Friday, Don.
Yeah. Keep in mind, they're all positive because it didn't happen to you.
True.
Well, no, they kind of have, you know, several times. By the way, wish me happy 66, man, you know, but anyway.
Are you 66 today?
Yes, sir.
Oh, happy birthday, Don. That's quite the milestone. Did you ever think you'd make it that long?
Oh, no. I'd lived 40 years past what anybody thought.
Okay, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, the story that I had, you know, when I was younger, you know, first major mistake I made in my life, you know, well, you know, we were running around in the buff and, you know, I was waiting for first mistake to get out of the shower. And she had this rattan furniture that she got from her mom and, you know, it had kind of a, I don't know, like an underwire spring thing, you know, for support. So, you know, I'm sitting on my bare butt. I sat down, and it grabbed some of that extra skin on the joystick. I couldn't get up. I couldn't sit down. All I could do was scream and get her to run down and, you know, lift that spring up off of the...
So did it penetrate through when you sat down on the couch? Did it come through the cushion?
No, it just pinched the hell out of everything. Had four kids after that, but what the hell?
All right.
Yeah. One of my old roommates, my buddy Tony, actually he wasn't a roommate, but somehow he lived with us, if that makes sense. But we had this ratty old chair. I don't remember whose chair it was, but it was a hand-me-down chair. And there was like one of those springs that poked through the cushion. I think we were aware of it, whatever. So remember, Tony sat in a chair, no reaction. But we all got up to go somewhere. When he went to stand up, the whole chair lifted with him. He screamed. This thing had gone into his satchel.
Ooh.
And when he stood up, keep in mind, he... The weight of a chair suspended from your testicles.
Yeah.
Unexpected.
Awful.
Oh, dude. He was like threatening to sue us. He was like, we knew it was nonsense. He was just pissed. I'm going to sue you guys. I'm like, bro, just listen.
There was a,
it's fine.
There was a 6-month period about a year or 2 years ago where there were two or three stories about guys in the summertime on a certain type of either like a picnic chair or an Adirondack or I don't know if it was a plastic.
Oh, with the slats. Yeah.
Yeah, with the slats. And then, of course, you know, as heat does, you know what I mean? You tend to expand and it expanded and went through that gap. And then.
Yeah, swing low, sweet chair.
And then by the time you tried to get up, it was you couldn't get it back out.
Right. You lifted the chair with it and you could not. So basically, you got to call the fire department.
Speaking of downstairs and down below, didn't Tony Light fart one time and burn his butt?
This was spectacular, man. We were like 15, 16, and we had our little crappy band. And back at that time, we used to love to do the blue flamers, right? Because we are teen boys. You grab the lighter, you got to fart, right? And you blow out that little extra poof, right? And we're pretty good at it. So we're playing a song. We finished. Tony gets real excited. He's got like a gut rumble going on. So he is going to light this bad boy, and it's going to be great. And he's already laughing in advance. Drops to the floor on his back, kicks his legs up in the air, tries to pull his knees down like to his ears, and he lights this thing. And it's like, it was like Kiss is taking the stage, man. And homeboy is now screaming and just runs out of the basement, goes upstairs. So me and my buddy Paul are dying of laughter. I mean, to Tony's credit, it's the most impressive blue flamer I've ever seen. But
about, that's fair. That's fair.
No, I mean, it was, but about 5 or 10 minutes later, he finally comes back downstairs, and he is wearing Paul's mother's shorts, which that already cracked us up. Tony's one of those grumpy dudes, and he just looks pissed, and he holds up his underwear, and back at the time, tidy whities, and it looked like someone put a cigar out on it.
Wow.
Like, the hole had burned all the way through, like crispy.
He burned himself, too, pretty
and
bad.
He burned the inside of his rectum. So for like 2 weeks, man, he couldn't sit down. We stopped practicing. He could barely walk. And the whole thing was, his mother was a nurse, but he did not want to tell her what happened. For obvious reasons. Because she would have done whatever she would have done. But either way, he just didn't say it. But for like 2 weeks, man, he seriously hurt himself. So kids, let this be a lesson to you. And I'm not kidding when I say this. I don't mind doing risky, stupid things. But after what I saw with Tony and how bad he had it after that,
right?
I have never done a blue flamer since.
Would you equate that to doing a bong hit of tobacco on the list of things to never do in your lifetime?
I would. Yeah, I would. The bong hit of tobacco
that's
is guaranteed
for me. I would pass that information off to anybody I could to save their life. It's the worst thing you could ever do.
But that's always going to be bad. The blue flamer, like, trust me, just don't do it.
What happened to you down there below? 206-421-ROCK.
The blue flamer is always one of those things I saw people do, and I'm like, they can't. Your story confirms what I thought.
I never thought about it until I saw that. Then I'm like, you know what, man? Because we used to do it all the time. You know, again, you're teens, it's funny, ha-ha. After that, I'm like, man, that. Never again. Yeah. Never again. Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How you guys doing?
Doing great, man. Positive Friday.
Positive Friday.
Friday, man. That's right.
So what happened to you down below?
So this was a number of years ago, probably about 5 years ago. Going out, drinking with some buddies, and met this girl. You know, go back to her place, whatever, and we're having fun, and we're changing it up. She gets on top real quick, a little too quick, and I'm not circumcised, and she kind of pulls and tears a little bit too much.
No!
And so rip the foreskin a little bit.
Does that mean you're circumcised now?
No.
Okay, so you are able to save that.
Yeah, everything's... You can't even tell. Like, I can barely tell now. But, so yeah, I throw her off. Just blood and stuff coming out. I hop in. Luckily, she has a bathroom in her bedroom. Hop in there, turn the cold water on, try to cool everything down. And then, went to the hospital and got, I think, four or five stitches.
Oh, it was that bad, okay. Huh? How long does it take to heal up?
It was only a week.
Okay, I mean, that's not too bad. I mean, I am circumcised. The closest I've gotten, I zip my junk in my jeans. Used to go commando, and again, I have not gone commando since, but zip my junk in my jeans, and then problem is you got to unzip it to get it out, and the pain is even worse, because it's already hurt, but you could see, like, the meat is kind of coming out of the teeth in the jeans, and I'm like, oh my God, so you rip the zipper back down, I'm screaming in pain, there's blood and all that, and the thing is, for like, and I guess he's right, for about a week, there's just kind of this weird gnarly scar. It looked like Harry Potter's forehead. You know what I mean? Like the mark of Zorro or something. It sucks.
This guy I used to work with in radio, he was something else. But he had no problem telling you absolutely everything going on in his life. There was no filter on him.
Didn't say he had like a Jersey accent or something to make it worse.
He was from Jersey. He had gastro bypass surgery, and he didn't adhere to the... So he'd still come in and eat a bag of chips, but with that kind of surgery, it just runs right through you. So he's constantly in the bathroom, constantly blowing up. You never have a solid one after that. So, I mean, you go in there, and it looked like Randy dropped half his lettuce from lunch and, you know what I mean, in the toilet. He's that guy. But apparently, so the story goes is this. So, and Randy has, at this point in time, 2, 12, 10, maybe younger teenage sons in the house. It is a school night. They all go to bed. Randy decides that he is going to stay up and do some work on the computer for his next day's show. He does a little bit of work, goes to bed with his wife for a little bit, decides, well, maybe things aren't going to work out there. So Randy goes back to the computer. His wife falls asleep. However long Randy's on the computer, whatever happens is Randy also is not circumcised. He begins going at himself vigorously, according to him. He was really going to town. He actually told us the site.
All he sudden, told you the
he
site.
He told us the site.
Can you write
it? You got to check it out. I don't remember what it was now. I mean, hell, that was like 19.
Does it have a specific genre?
It was really, really early. I mean, this is like, you know what I mean? Like, this is like in the dawn of the internet. So it would be the equivalent of like when like Men Who Look Like Kenny Rogers was popular, right, or Mullets Galore. It was like early, early on. Like, he got
maybe like the bus.
Like, he got it off of Kazaa, right, right, or something. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, yeah, right. Or the pizza guy. Or the,
yeah.
Yeah, the, yeah, right.
We know them all.
Yes, exactly. Well, the guy's gone. A lot of the younger generation don't
there was
know.
There's a guy that was a hunter.
Know, don't yes. know these pioneers. You know what I mean? And they, in the porn
they were pioneers.
Yeah. Real quick, I still can't believe me and my buddies had arguments about whether some of that stuff was real.
Oh, right, right, yeah. Right. So Randy's going at it, and he ripped it completely off. It's gone. I mean, for the most part, it's gone. Problem is, his wife's asleep, and it's like 1:30 in the morning. So Randy has to go in and wake his wife up, all right, and they need to go to the hospital. So it takes him a while to get his wife awake. She's awake. Of course, Randy, being straightforward as ever, he just tells her exactly what's happened. So she's pissed off as all can be.
I'm shucking the corn to rip the husk.
They also have to wake up their boys and tell them that they have to leave for a little bit because it's an emergency. Your dad's got to go to the hospital. Well, of course, now the kids want to go because it's right. their dad, and they're worried about him. They won't tell them what's going on. So they don't know if their dad had a heart attack. They don't know what's going on. They just know, and they're like, well, we're going to go. And they're like, no, 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 it's okay. It's not that big of a deal. Like, you woke us up. Right. We're going, what's wrong with dad? You know, the whole deal. So the whole family goes to the hospital.
He tore up his
he's in skin. There. All right. So now they have to, they don't have a surgeon at this point in time. You know what I mean? There's an emergency room doctor and all
right,
that
right.
stuff. But nobody who can do like surgery. And so he takes the skin there. They determine that basically they can't really use that anymore, but he will be uncircumcised and they can stretch what they have together and get it together. So as a 50-some-year-old man, Randy went from being uncircumcised his entire life to then being circumcised.
Right.
All right. Now, he's gone for like a week, week and a half. You know what I mean? We don't know exactly. We don't know exactly. Our boss told us delicately that something happened with Randy downstairs.
That's
you know
what I mean?
We didn't, you know, basically like something happened to him. We don't know what it is yet because he hasn't.
He didn't say he ripped his foreskin off.
He didn't tell him that initially because he didn't know how long it's going to take to heal. But, you know,
he got bit by a squirrel.
Of course, I come in like the next day. I come in like the next day after Randy. It's like a Monday, whatever he comes in. He's on the air before me. I walk in the studio. I'm not making this up. Randy goes, hey, man. He goes, did you hear what happened? I said, yeah, man. I've got bits and pieces of story. So he tells me the entire story, the whole thing top to bottom. And then he's at the board. He does a break real quick. And he turns around to me. He's like, I got to tell you something, man. He's like, you got to see this. It's brand new. He says, it's completely clean. He starts taking his pants off. I'm like, Randy, I don't care, man. He's got his thing. I said, look at it. I didn't know it looked like that. I'm like, Randy, I do not need to see your junk right now. He's like, yeah, but look, I was circumcised. Look at the scar. And I'm like, Randy, okay, that's great. He did not care. I think he showed it to like four people in the air staff. Like, no. Look at this, man. I'm not hooded anymore.
Yeah, I mean, for him, that's an exciting time.
It was exciting.
But it just means your penis looks like a penis. I don't need to see your penis.
But he had never seen it.
I know, but it doesn't mean they need to share.
Right. I mean, he kind of looked like an aardvark, as he described it. He's like, because he had a lot more skin than he had penis. So there was like a lot coming off the top. So I guess he had something to lose.
It's aardvark.
I cannot get that.
Now I'm thinking, who's the famous aardvark?
So the kids,
kids cartoon.
Oh yeah. Oh
Mike,
no.
Mike knows.
Isn't that Arthur? Arthur.
Thanks, you will Tim. Never watch that the same again.
No way.
That's how he described it. He's like, I had a lot of the extra on the top. The guy looked like an aardvark.
Great. Goodbye, Arthur.
What happened to you down below? 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.